Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. Good Monday morning to you. Danny, how was the weekend?
It was solid, my friend. Obviously, the cloud kind of hangs over. Sad news about Jim Vance. You heard Pete in the update, Diana Rossini this morning. With the Junkies is basically a lifelong Washingtonian with a couple pit stops elsewhere. Part of the scenery here in Washington, D.C. Hard to, you know, kind of think about anything else other than the contributions that he made here to Washington, D.C. In the homes of so many dozens and hundreds and thousands of families. For so many years, he will be missed, and rest in peace.
Yeah, I'm almost 30. I'm 29. There's not a time I remember where anything important happened nationally or in D.C. where he wasn't on TV to tell me about it and talk about it.
Yeah.
So it's a sad day in this city, clearly, but you know, it's also tough, I think, for anyone who ever met him, and I only met him in passing a couple of times.
Met him one time, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know him well at all, but everyone has nothing but nice things to say about him. He is a legend and an icon. And it's tough. I had heard, like everyone else, going back a couple months ago that he had cancer. I know he was 75, but I didn't think it was a situation where we'd be getting that kind of announcement that quickly.
That quickly.
So it was tough to
hear
that.
What a life. What a life.
But job well done by him on planet Earth, because he made a lot of people's days better.
Here, here.
Thousands of times. So thanks to Jim Vance for all that he did for D.C., and rest in peace. D.C. sports this weekend. A lot going on, and we can start, I guess, with Steven Strasburg leaving his start yesterday after two scoreless innings. He was not sharp. He walked three. He didn't have his best stuff. It looked like it was going to be a bullpen day after five or six innings anyway. Luckily, he got a lot of run support, and the Nats got a 6-2 win because the pen pitched seven outstanding frames. But Stras left his start early. We'll tell you in a moment what Dusty and what Strasburg said after the game. Here was his last pitch, and if you were watching it on TV or listening on 106.7 The Fan, you really wouldn't have known that anything was that wrong.
Runners go. The 3-2 pitch is in there. Strike three call. Locked him up with a curveball. Descalzo's called out, and the inning is over. Second strikeout for Steven Strasburg. No runs, no hits, two walks, and two men are left. After two innings in Phoenix, Washington 4, Arizona nothing.
You wouldn't have known. He walks off the mound. We don't see him again. The words that were used in the clubhouse after the game is the problems for Strasburg. Stiffness in his throwing arm, which I hate. There wasn't any soreness or pain, but basically he was stiff. He described it as an achiness in his forearm. Again, I don't like that.
Alert, please.
Strasburg quote, "The All-Star break kind of messed me throwing-wise and treatment-wise. I think my arm is just kind of taking a while to get back in the swing of things, unfortunately. I pitched through it last game and obviously did well. It was kind of still lingering there, and I said, you know what? I've got to be smart about it." Dusty Baker said he was removed from the game for precautionary reasons. He's got a little stiffness, really couldn't get loose, even though he's throwing the ball well. So we'll analyze it when we get back home after he sees our doctors, and hopefully we'll have an answer on Tuesday. Strasburg, injury history includes 2010 Tommy John, being shut down last year. Eddie Romero also left his appearance early out of the bullpen.
He looked uncomfortable, too.
He had back spasms, reportedly. But let's stick with Strasburg. Much bigger story here. 51 pitches, 29 strikes on a day where he wasn't crisp. Dusty can tell me not to worry. Stras can say this is minor. I'm going to worry until he's back on the mound throwing 97 and he gets through seven innings.
The last time I advised panic was when he left to start because his tricep was barking and he had stiffness and he was uncomfortable there.
Weren't
and
we said, told that that was just precautionary and nothing to see, too?
Yeah, and we said at the time, this is an emergency. This is so serious. This is massive. Well, it turned out he didn't need Tommy John. It was basically the Tommy John knocking on the door. You're right outside the hallway right now. You haven't come in the apartment yet, but you're right outside. It was the neighboring muscle that protects the sheath that makes you need Tommy John. Point is, we avoided the major surgery. I've been worried about this in perpetuity. This is how these things manifest themselves. Forearm isn't just a forearm with a pitcher. Forearm, tricep, see Ross, Joe, ends up meaning that it's something else.
Yeah,
I
that's
am supremely
all around the elbow.
Worried.
Elbow connects to the shoulder. Shoulder connects. You know the song.
Yes.
Tailbone connects to the forearm. What is that dumb song?
Yeah, please don't need surgery.
Right.
Don't tell me it's day-to-day. Don't tell me it's not a big deal.
Here's how the song goes.
MRI immediately.
Steven Strasburg left another start. I just know when this happens, generally good things don't follow.
He was uncomfortable, and you could tell. He was flexing that forearm and that wrist. Just didn't look right.
We'll get back into Strauss at 10:18. Continuing your DC Sports weekend recap, though, from bad news to good news.
This was good.
John Wall agrees to the Supermax deal with the Wizards that he was offered. 4 years and $170 million. Adrian Wojnarowski broke this story for ESPN, as well as David Aldridge here locally. I think was first on the scene for TNT. Fourth-year player option, 15% trade kicker. Wall, in a video posted on Friday night, confirmed he'd agreed to the extension, saying, "You know I wasn't going anywhere." He's always said he loves D.C., he wants to be here. He put his pen where his mouth is and signed that contract at 26 years old. He's already got $37 million on his remaining deal. So this is being added to the back end. So he's now over $200 million committed to Washington for the next several seasons. Remember, the Wizards were on June 30th had offered him the Supermax deal, and he said he had to think about it. So it took almost a month, but he comes back to the table after the Otto Porter Jr. Max contract, and he is not going anywhere.
So this is a big deal, and I know it's because they're paying him a lot of money and he's going to be a Wizard and that's your building block and everything else, and it ties your salary cap, whatever. This is a bigger deal because you now start to enter rarefied air. D.C. basketball for 30 years has not been something very special. Our biggest deal was Georgetown and Maryland in the 80s and the 90s, and they never played. But this is something that puts D.C. back on the map, but you're now, if you're John Wall, in rarefied air with guys like Elvin Hayes and Wes Unseld, who spent 9 and 10 years or so. You're now in the Phil Chenier lifetime basketball here in Washington, D.C. You are a Wizard. This is the first Wizard that's going to be a lifelong Wizard. Bullets had this back in the day. This is, since they've changed the name to something infinitely worse, they should always be the Bullets. We should never forget that. But the fact that John Wall is going to be here through his beginning, his development, his prime, and then as he maybe starts to wane is massive. This doesn't happen.
Well, I know you start ahead in the game because he was already yours and you can pay him more than everyone else, but I think this is also a seminal moment, as Tim Bontemps of the Washington Post wrote. Not because of what you just said, but because of the fact that this is a superstar wanting to be in D.C. If you view Wall through the lens, not of a Wizard that's staying here, but of a guy with a lot of options. I mean, LeBron James tweeted him right after this news came out saying, "Hey, little bro, so happy for you." I mean, he's tight with players all around the NBA. He is the kind of guy that players want to play with. He makes everyone around him better. Washington, coming off a 49-win season, wanted to keep him and lock him up now, because if they didn't, every other team in the NBA with the funds to bring him aboard would have been in the running to do so a couple seasons from now. So to me, this was a huge moment because they were able to come to the table and get this deal done. So that's huge. We'll get to that at 10:30 today. Wall agreeing to the Supermax deal. We'll rank him among some of the DC sports stars and talk about how close he is to NBA MVP conversation, which I think you got to get to that most valuable player area before we could start giving him the Alex Ovechkin mantle as meaning that much to this town in the grand scheme of things. But we'll talk about that at 10:30. Lastly, Redskins news. Training camp starts this week.
Dude, it's this week.
They report to Richmond to begin practices on Thursday. D'Angelo Hall is going to open camp on the physically unable to perform list. Now, I'm assuming when fans see and read this story, they're going to say, "Here we go again, D'Angelo's hurt." That's not really what this means. The PUP list, as far as training camp goes, just means he's not ready to practice at full speed, and this is a way to restrict him and keep him off the field and doing activities to get up to 100%. He could, a week into training camp, be fully ready to go. So I think this is probably just precautionary because he has been rehabbing. We'll try to catch up with D-Hall this week and get some answers on this. But he's going to start the year on PUP, at least for training camp. Harrison Bates, who's one of their linebackers, is also going to be on PUP. And that's what Pro Football Talk says. I wonder if they mean Houston
Bates. Houston Bates is my guess.
Unless Harrison Bates is another one of the 90 guys that they've signed to bring to camp.
I didn't know Harrison Bates. I don't know who that is.
Houston Bates, though, last year tore his ACL.
Right.
And so I'm guessing that's who they're talking about.
Harrison Bates is like a frat guy from Georgia with croakies and like a burned neck.
I'm going to say PFT is wrong on that one. But that said, no Josh Doctson, obviously, so a much healthier start to training camp, knock on wood, for the Redskins than in years past. But Hall's now 33. He's had the last couple years of his career cut short by injuries, so PUP list for him. I'm not surprised, But I'd like to see him fully practicing by the time the first preseason game comes around.
Yeah, I'm not too worried about a guy that's done it so many times before in terms of his readiness and ability to, you know, be able to play football when the rubber meets the road come down the line. But health is the question. Can he stay healthy? I'm all in favor of getting him healthy as possible, over maybe a couple reps here, there, and everywhere in training camp. The question is, of course, can you not either re-injure this thing, injure something else, whatever the heck else it is. But a guy that I want around for the Redskins, his presence may be more important than his actual play.
DJ Swearinger signed as a free agent, played in Arizona last year, is likely to start at free safety. Sua Cravens would get the nod at strong, but D'Angelo Hall would be the first guy in at both of those positions and may push Cravens potentially for some run at strong safety. So they'd like to get him healthy quickly so that he can compete for a job. Let's get into the Strasburg injury next. And Nats fans, you can give us a call at 800-636-1067. More on the John Wall Supermax deal at 10:30. We'll get into the Redskins for the first time today in training camp week kicking off at 11 this morning. But Stras leaves a start. The Nats barreling down the stretch here are the second-best team in the NL to the Dodgers, who lost Clayton Kershaw yesterday. He's headed to the DL with a back problem. Doesn't seem like anything's going to stop them from winning the division.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.